morning sun shines on the gleaming hide of a muscular ranch horse. The aroma of bacon and coffee drifts from the wood cook stove at a cow camp. Silver spurs jingle as the men and women of the West get set for another day in the saddle. From the heart of Canada's finest ranching country, this is the Spirit of the West with rancher and horse trainer Hugh McLennan and his collection of music, poetry, and conversations with the folks who live and work with horses and cattle in the Spirit of the West.
Trying to fit your spurs over top of your winter boots and pulling on your warmest down-filled vest and then your warmest winter coat, neck rag in place and the warmest gloves you can find, and sometimes I've got so many clothes on that I can hardly climb on my horse on a winter day, and as soon as I do, I get the urge to, well, you know. Now, that's a lot different than riding with the Paniolos on the famous Parker Ranch on Hawaii's Big Island, and that's what my guest this week, Dr. Billy Bergen, got to do. And when our Spirit of the West cruise group spent a full day at that historic ranch, I was lucky enough to sit down for a great visit with the longtime large animal resident Parker Ranch vet. And since that time, he's been inducted into the Paniolo Hall of Fame. They refer to him as a legendary figure in Hawaii's ranching history, and this significant honor highlights his lifelong contributions to Hawaii's Paniolo heritage and underscores his work's importance in the preserving of its ranching culture. And among many other subjects, Dr. Bergen today will talk about his time on the rangelands of B.C., not far from where I'm sitting right now.
Those fellows from up north and I had a lot in common. We had a lot to talk about, especially the cattle that were grazing there.
And he'll also bring up the name of a much-loved, longtime rancher that left us way too soon. We'll do that a little bit later on. And I'll open up the vault today for a true life adventure from rodeo legend Lawrence Lamb.
And my team was getting played out from breaking trail, and the cattle were tired, and my brother was tired, and we'd froze our faces solid, and it was getting on late in the afternoon, dark.
And you know, beef is beef, and milk is milk, right? But there's more attention being made to the cattle on both ends, and the Rangeland News has that story.
This beef-dairy-cow hybrid would essentially be raised on a beef-cattle schedule.
There's a masterful piece of cowboy poetry this week from Shad Sullivan.
Unless he heard spirits or you messed with his hat, he'd not say a word for days.
On the Irvin Saddles and Western Wear horse training file, more help for riders with a barn-sour horse suffering from separation anxiety. And before you hear from Dr. Billy Bergen, I think this is a fitting introduction to the culture of the Paniolo Cowboys from Randy Travis.
Places I have been, cities I have seen, with concrete canyons rising from the ground, miles and miles of asphalt trails stretch across the land, with stampeding metal ponies leaving smoke along the way. Going back to Paniolo country, stars at night, no city lights. Paniolo country, my home on the range. I made up my mind, won't waste any time. Going back to where the clouds ride high. Take my word, it's pretty, not like great big cities. The wind still brings cool, clear mountain air. Going back to Paniolo country, rain does fall and grass grows tall. Paniolo country, my home on the range. Places I have been, cities I have seen, with concrete canyons rising from the ground. Miles and miles of asphalt trails stretch across the land, stampeding metal ponies leaving smoke along the way. Going back to Paniolo country, stars at night, no city lights. Paniolo country, my home on the range. Paniolo country, rain does fall and grass grows tall. Bonnie old, old country, my home on the range. Bonnie old, old country, my home on the range.
Now picture this. Our Spirit of the West cruise gang had just finished a scrumptious barbecue at the Big Parker Ranch. Cowboss Keoki Wood and president of the Paniolo Preservation Society, Dr. Billy Bergen, had spent a couple of hours visiting and answering questions for our inquisitive, savvy group. And then I sat down with Dr. Bergen, who told us a little bit of the trail that got him to where he is today.
First, I went to ag school, and then I went to veterinary school. And that was all right there at K-State. But I ended up teaching for about a year and a half, because I wanted to finish up a master's degree on reproductive physiology. Because I knew as a boy growing up on these ranches, we had small calf crops, 35%, and people just accepted it, when in fact it turned out to be really broad-spread mineral deficiency. So I stayed on a little extra to try and figure that out. And came home in 68 and lived and worked on a neighboring place here. And then Parker Ranch asked me to come over on July 1st of 1970, and my last day was July 1st of 1995. In the meantime, we had built a nice group veterinary practice, so the workload was spread out, and a lot of good, youthful veterinary graduates. As you know, technology races forward. So that was my stay on the ranch, except for the, you know, working here as a high schooler. Mm-hmm.
Did you mainly work with horses and cattle, or did you do small animals?
In a community like this, you had to do small animals. You had to do the guinea pig. You have to help a kid out with
the minor bird or the parrot.
Yeah, the turtle, of which I knew nothing about. But while I was in graduate school, I had to teach to make a living. And I, of all jobs, the only one I had was teaching small animal medicine. And I got to really enjoy it. It's a wonderful field. I mean, it's great. It's very rewarding. It's very, a great deal of comfort in my life was gotten from those years of doing small animal, even after I came home. But you know how your heart will take you to the species that you love. So even on Parker Ranch, my role was consultative for then was 18,000 mother cows. Okay, but my hands-on work was doing the horses. And the cowboys did a lot of the cow work. You know, they pulled the calves if they had to and things like that. So, again, horses. This, I didn't get to finish the story, but after it was no longer a stallion station, this became the horse hospital. And you can see the remnant of a horse stock here. And it's been blown out by a couple of those San Laurel horses. I'm thinking about putting a roof on it and taking off those end gates and make a barbecue house out of it. You know, just a place where you could get in the shade.
Well, next, Dr. Bergen talks about a notorious stallion from Texas and how the plan to breed him to Parker Ranch mares to produce good ranch horses didn't turn out the way they expected. That's next, when the Spirit of the West continues right after this.